Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you may not see water for miles around, you can consider yourself trapped. The mists that encircle us are like prison walls. And who is the warden of this prison, you ask? None other than the wonderful, the terrible, the powerful Baron Strahd von Tsarevich. And the only way to leave this place is to kill him or die.
When you wake up, yep. You and Cribbit are both in the same wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Cribbit kind of shakes you awake a little bit, mm-hmm. and he says, My spells,
sorry.
Yeah.
My spells are not back.
That's...
I'm still magic exhausted.
How? No magic whatsoever, are we talking?
A little, he says.
Okay.
Some magic is too easy for me to not do.
Yeah.
But
I see.
Some magic harder. This magic, no coming back.
I roll.
He doesn't seem to know about Penia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't pick up on that.
He was playing instruments.
Yeah, he probably missed this last night. You know our good friend Hector, Dragon Spain.
Yeah, yes.
And our other good friend Yenda.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so they're sort of sucking the whatever divine energy remains in Barovia out of the divine plane. You know, the bit that's okay. Yeah. So I think in doing that, they've sort of made it hard for anything to recharge, whatever sort of basic magic level there
Cribbit
is.
Cribbit sits down.
Yeah.
Cribbit just on his bum on the floor sits down.
Yeah.
Cribbit. Oh, this big.
And I think, I don't know, but I think it's affecting, you know, even like, you know, I have several sort of trick shots that I can do with my crossbow. So several sort of, and even that I feel like is waning. And that's just a skill I've learned. So
we all just get tired.
Yeah.
If they keep going, we all go to sleep forever.
Yeah, that has crossed my mind.
Huh.
And if it doesn't get better soon, I mean, is there even a recharge rate?
Cribbit scoots on his bum along the floor so that he can put one of his mitts on your shoulder. Yeah. And he says, Barovia scary.
Oh, you have no idea.
Cribbit think action novel. Cribbit made up novel type called action adventure.
Okay.
Cribbit never seen before, so Cribbit make up.
Right.
Cribbit make up new novel type that he never seen before. He just like a grand gesture with his two little mitts. Horror. Cribbit heard of Slasher? Like Slasher, but subdued.
Yeah, okay.
You've heard of Slasher novels, yeah.
Sure.
Slasher puppet shows.
Slasher serial killer puppets?
Yeah.
I'm more of a romance guy myself.
Romance. Cribbit write romance.
Sure, I'm opening the flap to the tent and stepping outside.
As you step out, it's a caravan, but as you're stepping outside and as Cribbit's rummaging around for the romance novel that he wrote, incidentally, a grung and their lover. He's not the grung.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's not done. It's not an author self-insert. That would be absurd.
Insane. As you step outside, you see standing around the campfire standing around the campfire is a Gogash with all the Vistani here, mm-hmm. is a Gogash and Danica.
Okay. Oh, no, all right, Danica. Yeah, that's not so. There's just a lot of people I've wronged, so I hear a name and I got to filter through. Yeah, anyway.
You can hear as well Jackson is talking to them. You can hear Jackson finishing the Penia explanation to them as well.
They
both have very dark expressions.
I joined them by the campfire.
A Gogash turns to look at you and he says,
many dark events have transpired since we last
met. Yeah, you're telling me. I'm assuming you've been caught up on the...
He nods, yeah. Mm.
That means, presumably, Hector is in even direr straits than we sort of first thought.
He nods slowly.
Direst
straits.
There is not much time to lose.
No time to waste. All right.
Unfortunately...
Go on.
Madam Eva explained to us that I am aware that she just said that you should be the one who talks to the elves.
Yeah. Did she now?
Yes.
I suppose that's sort of within some line of prophecy. Or I look back at Cribbit, some kind of narrative.
Cribbit is, since he notices you're not interested in his romance novel, he's tucking it back away in his bag.
I like look from a Gogash, because I think this is absurd.
Sure.
To Danica, to see what Danica's expression is like, whether or not she's also like, we're going to feed you to the lions, Pip.
Danica's got a mix of expressions. You can see half of her expression is like a, this is the bed you've made, time for you yeah. to sleep in it. But the other half of her expression is a like a softer, gentler sort of like, you could see she's torn
yeah.
between like, here's the bed that you've made.
But also, it's going to suck like, to sleep in.
Yeah. She's yeah. like, not necessarily sympathy, but you can see there's a part of her that's like, maybe you've been punished enough.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I say, like, turn around, start walking away from the fire to the road and then over to the Dust yeah. off camp. If I make it back, see you then. If I don't, be it on your hands. And then I'll enter the Dusk Elf camp.
As you approach the Dusk Elf camp, so the encampment, if you'll recall, is on a little hill. Up the top of the hill is mm-hmm. a second, more permanent Vistani camp. And then the Dusk Elves live in almost like little hobbit holes around yeah. in set into the hill itself. Mm-hmm. As you're walking into this second encampment, you can see there is a set of stables with some horses that the Dusk Elves use.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that there is a figure hitching their horse. Having just come quite clearly hard riding
yeah.
from somewhere else. As they're hitching their horse, they turn to look at you with a hood, and the sun is beginning. It's a very overcast day.
Yeah.
So it could almost be disguised as night, to be honest. So it is very difficult between the hood and the dark time that it yeah. is currently to identify any of their features. But when they stop and look at you, you recognize this person.
Hello again.
Elenia Silverfire approaches you.
Does it look like she's gearing up to go somewhere?
Yeah, she's strapped.
Before you leave, I say.
I've just come back, she says.
Oh. So I don't know if this is true, but it was sort of an assumption I made. Hector, Dragonsbane, sort of 8 foot tall, purple.
Purple?
Yeah. He's got purple-tinged skin.
Oh, right. I fucking forgot which one of you is a dragonborn for a sec. Elenial nods.
He's in danger.
I received a message from him. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, is that not... Since I just got back, I assumed... Anyway, it's not important.
He
had a method of contacting me, and I received that method just a few hours ago.
Then you know, yeah.
I know where he is.
That's really good to hear.
Unfortunately, where he is perhaps in the belly of the beast, as it were.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like
belly of one of the beasts.
Lake Zarevich, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
He's being taken there as we speak. Do you have horses? We need to ride hard.
I don't have much. I think back to Cribbit and Gogash.
She looks at the stables behind her and then back at you, and she says, but you know how to ride?
No.
Once again, you can't see her face, but you know what's happening. You know a pained expression is on her face right now.
I've never ridden a horse before.
She turns around and grabs the reins to several horses and just quietly turns to look back at you and says, where is the rest of your party?
In the Vistani camp.
She turns in that direction.
Yeah. I'll follow behind, but at a distance from the horses because I don't want to be kicked in the head.
All right, so this is really funny. So she brings horses enough for one for her, one for a Gogash, and then one for you and Cribbit to share.
Uh-huh.
Cribbit mounts up on the horse, and he is going to be in charge.
Oh, that's so cute.
While you hug him from behind.
I put my hands around him, but then realize that I've got to put it just at the height. It's around his face, and then lower my arms down.
Because there's no one else, because a Gogash is just too fucking big, and Eleniel is not letting you ride with her. Eleniel would rather Hector die than you ride with her.
Of course, of course, of course.
Never ridden a horse.
Pip doesn't like horses.
That's fair.
That's good. Get a good boy card. I like that characterization. That's good.
Thank you.
Pip, you, a Gogash, Cribbit, and Eleniel Silverfire, you ride hard, you ride fast. Mm-hmm. You make excellent time on your way to Lake Zarevich. Hector.
Yeah.
You wake up again. You are still on zero hit points, but for the sake of a story, let us say that you are conscious for what is happening.
Just give me one, Adam. How about give me one?
No, I don't want you to fight. No, that's fine. I'll give you one hit point. I'll give you one hit point because I know you're not going far.
Yeah. Give me one hit point. I promise I won't fight.
If you promise not to abuse the one hit point.
I promise not to abuse the one hit point. I can't even speak, Adam. I can't even hush to whisper.
You may have one hit point.
Thank you very
much. Lucky man.
And, count your blessings.
I need to.
One.
Yep.
You wake up, you are on the bank of a massive lake, simply enormous. The largest body of water in Barovia.
Okay.
You have seen the sea, so it's not the largest body of water that you've ever seen, but it is nonetheless possibly the largest lake that you have ever seen. It's a cool, icy, glassy surface with every now and then the disruption of but a single tiny little plop wave up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all around you there is boats. All docked up, just dragged up onto the beach. There's no piers or anything like that. You can see that this is where fishermen come from Valakai to go fishing out on the lake. There are, however, no fishermen. Well, there are fishermen, but they're not on the lake, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can see staked in all around the sand, there are torches with flames slowly flickering and burning in the, at this point, I'm going to say it's about 6 p.m. And you can see that in the moonlight, the now moonlight, they are struggling to keep the darkness of the night at bay.
All right.
No creatures of Barovia are here to disturb you. They wouldn't dare. All around you are the many cultists, the many mind-addled villagers who are, if they are not holding a weapon, then they are holding in their hands another torch to light the area. You can see you are not the only person bound and gagged as well, kneeling at the edge of the water. You can see there are, let's say, 8 people in total, of which you are one.
Okay. All right. Bound and gagged, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, bound by your hands, by your feet. Probably around your knees as well, just to make it extra difficult. And then you have a gag in your mouth.
All right, so, all right.
No spells for you.
No spells for me anyway. No. I still got my cantrips. I can still cast light at will.
Prowling in between the congregation, you can see those 8 direst wolves slowly just slipping in and out between the people. They move noiselessly and with like an eerie, awful purpose.
Alrighty.
Up ahead in front of you, just in standing about knee deep in the water itself, you can see that person in the robes. Their robes dangle from their shoulders down into the water where they kind of billow out around them, making them look like some sort of strange flower.
Are they wearing a mask or can I see their face? And how far away is it?
This person would be maybe about 10 feet.
Okay. I won't switch to dark vision. can I see their face?
They turn to, they're quite clearly doing some sort of ceremony. And when they turn to face you, you can indeed see their face. You can see that half of his face has some sort of awful burn upon it. And that it covers half of his nose, half of his mouth, and one of his eyes. That eyebrow has no hair to it, and you can see that eye is kind of puffy and closed. It's not a recent wound. Mm-hmm. This is a very old wound.
All right.
You also see he's holding a staff in both of his hands One of the hands you can see is similarly burnt and disfigured. Mm. It's kind of almost a claw. Mm. Actually, I would literally describe it as a claw rather than a hand. Okay. You see that the staff is topped with an obelisk figurette. The figurette is of, it's like a roiling mass with tentacles reaching out. At moments when it turns one way, it looks like a squid. At moments when it turns another way, it looks like it could be
this just, guy.
It could just be a roiling mass of tentacles. Sometimes maybe you also imagine it looks like other multi-appendaged, typically aquatic creatures, but It's never one thing at any one time. You're not sure if that's a trick of the light or some sort of magic.
Okay. All right. Have I seen this man before? Or is this...
No, you haven't seen him before. Okay. You don't know who he is. Oh, you might have. You might know who he is just through description. Yeah. You actually do know who this is. You may be in a conversation with Pip.
Mm-hmm.
Pip informed you that Izek Strazny is the right-hand man of the... Burgomaster of Valagai.
Cool, cool.
Yep.
He is also supposedly a member of this church that the devil worshippers.
Yes, and he's been...
Pip has...
Mind-fuckled.
Yeah. Okay. Pip has presumably had some encounter with Izek before, and so was able to describe him to you, and so you recognize this as Izek.
So it's Izek, and he's the one that... Okay, so he's been mind-sorceled.
You can see, he's got a blank... expression.
So then, okay, really, it doesn't really matter who's in front.
Doing this,
to be honest.
Could be anyone.
Can I make out any of the words that they're saying, actually? Or at least maybe what language?
What languages do you know?
I know Abyssal, Celestial, Common, and Infernal.
Yeah, it flits between Abyssal, Infernal, and then maybe a third language, at least one more language that you don't recognize. When he speaks in Abyssal or Infernal, when you're understanding what he's saying, it's babbling.
Okay. All right.
It's just words. He's not saying anything. Yep. It doesn't seem to be any sense to it. Okay. Maybe it makes more sense if you knew this third language, but with what you know, it doesn't sound like he's saying anything.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Now, I know Pip did something with a grenade that made people... Anti-magic would be nice.
Yeah.
How do you make that grenade? Did Pip ever tell me?
No.
Oh, I highly doubt Pip told you how that grenade was made.
I do not think I did.
Would I even be able to acquire any of the material right now?
Yeah. It's funny that you thought you could.
You reckon you could just grab some... What do we got here?
Nice fucking try, Jackson.
No metagaming, Jackson.
You definitely couldn't grab Eye of Newt. You writing this down? Eye of Newt.
Where's Dan?
Angel feathers.
Writing this down. You're an angel. Pluck yourself.
Penis dust. That's the last one.
All right. If they're just babbling, I'm just going to cast my eye over to the water and maybe try and see if I can at least look at what the watery mass, if I can kind of peep it, and at the same time maybe test the ropes of what I'm wearing, of how strong they are.
You're a little bit more tightly bound than you were previously.
They're on to you.
And sorry, what were you trying to see?
Just a peep in the water and see if there's like any watery mass.
There does not appear to be any disturbance to the water's surface. You just see that black, glossy liquid.
And the water comes up to the priest's like knees, what are you saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Trying to think, because wolves can't swim, right?
famously wolves. Famously, wolves can't swim. That's why there's wolves and there's sea wolves. That's a separate creature.
Okay, I guess at the moment, Adam, I'm just going to have to cop it and see what happens and try and, looking over to my seven compatriots, do I recognize anyone whom them? Or maybe not recognize, but maybe are they...
Potentially useful. Due to your gag, you actually can't turn your head very much. Your head's kind of almost a little bit locked in place. So when you turn, you only get maybe, I'd say, 15 degrees of motion in either direction. Right. So your eyes have to do a lot of the work on this one. Looking to your left and right, you just see those seven people, but a lot of them are kind of in the periphery of your vision, so you can't really make them out. The people immediately closest to you, you can see that they are bound similarly to you. Maybe you can hear a few of them struggling or crying or making sobbing sort of noises. but you don't recognize any of them. You can see that maybe some of them are even more bound than you were. Maybe mm-hmm. some of them struggled a bit more than you did. One of them maybe is wearing a blindfold in addition.
Okay. All right. Is there anything on the ground in front of me, like any like rocks or anything like that?
Sand.
That's it?
No, it's a very sandy. Actually, I highly doubt a sandy beach is possible in Barovia. It'd probably be a very rocky beach,
okay. Kind of volcanic, I imagine. For some,
yeah, reason. Yeah, maybe with many pebbles.
So am I kneeling or am I sitting?
You're kneeling.
Can I fall back, or am I being propped up to like?
You can feel a hand on each shoulder, and you know that it's two different people. So, you tried to fall backwards, you'd basically just fall onto two people who would probably push you back.
Maybe I'll, whatever is happening, I'll just, using my knees, see if I could,
You can wear at the ropes then.
I was going to be like, feeling for like a sharp bit of rock, and if I can.
That's an investigation check. Have you invested in investigation?
Yes, you have.
Okay. All right.
Well, while you're doing that,
mm-hmm. I mean, I know I did say I promise I wouldn't abuse the one hit point.
It seems like he's doing it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm abusing the one hit point. Kind of feel, so I'm so sorry.
That's fine. No, it's okay. I'm going to punish you. while you're doing that, you can see that mirror surface of the water begins to shift.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And then realize something simply terrible. The water was glossy smooth, not because it was a quiet day, but because, like how oil sits on water, something massive and that had flattened itself was sitting on the water. That black layer on top of the water shifts and forms itself into something. As it does so, the water becomes normal. Ooh. It's like a large lake, a large body of water. There's a tide and there's waves to it, but they had been constrained by whatever was sitting on top. As it begins to coalesce in itself, at first it's very translucent and see-through, but then as it begins to become denser, it becomes more and more opaque. It's like a creature made out of liquid, like a jelly, like a ooze almost, except an ooze that can become hard and solid. Flump, flump. Two simply enormous tendrils unfurl themselves on either side of the congregation, and then many more tendrils slowly begin to snake their way out from the body. Your mind almost doesn't want you to look at this creature. And like the staff, at one point it looks like an octopus, at another point it looks like some sort of snail creature, and the tendrils become like it's like
eye
a snail's
stalks.
Yeah, like a snail's eye stalks. And then at another point it becomes just a formless mass. But every single time it changes because your mind screams at you, close your eyes, do not watch. Mm-hmm. And during one of those moments where you close your eyes, you refuse to watch, mm-hmm. you can sense that one of the tendrils reaches mm-hmm. out for one of the people near you. You hear them scream, and you can kind of, in your periphery, you can feel them thrashing, and then they get still.
Yeah, you don't want to get eaten by this. You really don't want to get eaten by this.
Okay, I need to start struggling.
You begin struggling, but the two people either side of you hold you tight. This is not their first rodeo, and they knew you would fight.
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Gagged, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Pip.
Yeah. I'd like to make a concoction whilst I'm on the back of the horse. I'd like to combine some... what am I combining? Oh, shit. Hang on. Direst Wolf Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Some Blight Skin. And a diamond, which gives me a legendary power, to make a grenade of poison and lightning.
All right, you succeed. You do quite well. Sweet. I'm going to say you do well enough to get two grenades.
Oh, hell yeah. That rules. As we're going, I'm probably explaining to everybody else on horseback, dark masses, comma watery, are immune to just a fucking bunch of things. So let me listen out for you now, so you're prepared. Not that, you know, I don't know how we're doing magically. Immune to cold, necrotic, and acidic damage. It's just not going to do a thing to it. And if your weapon is mundane and you're doing fire damage, that's not going to do much better, but it might be able to hurt it at least somewhat.
What we're looking for is lightning or poison. That's really the only things known to be able to harm a dark mass. If you've got that in any way, that's the direction you should be heading in. But looking around, you better hope you've got a fucking magic weapon, let me tell you that. Otherwise, I suppose our real main point should be trying to de-ensorcel the afflicted civilians. Maybe that's something you could do, Cribbit. I don't know how much magic you have left, but...
That's a good question. Cribbit can do some, but does that count? Okay, Cribbit can do a few things. Oh, he gets his bardic inspiration back on short rests. That's useful. Okay, yeah, he's... some things require...
a long rest.
But he can do some things.
Okay.
It's kind of fucked him and not fucked him at the same time. That's somehow. Good.
And one last thing. If you get eaten by the dark mass, there's just no coming back. Not even resurrection will save you. You'll just be gone with a full stop. So stay out of its mouth.
Maybe just a quick, cut back to me, Adam.
Yeah.
In my periphery, the people that were thrashing and then stopped, what's happening to them?
You try to turn your head. The one that you saw was too far down the line. You don't know what's happened to them. The tendril recedes.
Okay, that's a worry. All right,
then. Pip?
Yeah.
You, after concocting, like I said, you've been riding for a few hours now. You can see up ahead lights. Okay. Elainiel, by now the sun is beginning to set. Mm-hmm. Elainiel turns back to you and says, "That is them. We should dismount now."
Yeah.
"We can move through the forests for a little time and not be exposed."
A nod.
You all pull up, dismount.
I need Cribbit's help.
Yeah, sure. maybe a Gogash, because Cribbit definitely cannot help you under or off the horse. A Gogash just picks you up and puts you down.
Thank you, Cribbit. I mean, a Gogash. I'm embarrassed.
You leave the horses where they are. If anyone asks, Elainiel gives a vague gesture and says, "They will not run and they know to stay here." Okay. You start sneaking your way through the forest. You come, you see what is happening.
Okay.
You watch as one of the tendrils reaches out, grabs one of the eight people on the beach, wraps around them. They struggle and fight, and then crack, their neck snaps, and they are dragged into the water. You watch as, and Hector, you are vaguely aware, it happens at your periphery, as another person screams and thrashes as another tendril reaches out. This time... Hector, unfortunately, you do not see it very well, but Pip, you see it clear as day as the tendril wraps around the person's neck and you're expecting another crack. But this time, instead, the tendril reaches into their ear. They struggle and fight for a second, but then the tendril begins to get thinner and thinner and thinner. And like how... Have you ever seen a creature reproduce via... what's it called? Where you split
osmosis?
Into...
Not osmosis.
Where you split into...
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Like cell division or whatever.
Yeah. The creature disconnects part of its tendril like it was Play-Doh just being pulled apart. And that tendril slips into their ear canal. Mm-hmm. The tendril recedes and the person jerks once and then other people in the congregation begin untying them.
Do I think it's not unreasonable to assume that if the watery mass is killed, those already ensorcelled will de-ensorcel?
It's a decent assumption. Yes.
It's like an educated guess. It might be wrong, but from what I know, that's how these things typically shake out.
It could work like that.
Yeah.
Why do you kill one and not the other?
Hungry for one?
Okay.
Needed a friend from the other.
Okay.
All right. How many people are we talking and how many direst wolves?
There's 40 people and 8 direst wolves.
So many people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Cribbit, when you sing, people listen, right?
Yes. This one can make people listen to performance.
Is there an amount of people that will work on?
This one does not think that they have...
40 people, perhaps
such a
too
performance
many.
In them.
Okay.
No, this one thinks maybe they need to wait 7 days. This one can distract some people. But
do you have a percentage, do you reckon, of the whole?
Maybe four.
Okay. Well, it's something.
Elenial with a dark edge of humor says it's a tenth.
Yeah, that's not quite enough. The aim will be to really dispatch that watery mass as quickly as possible and then mop up the rest. But 40 people getting their licks in, no matter how small, is not insignificant. I'm trying to think of how we can distract people. It's really pressing, though. I'm like, well, if we wait. But if we wait, Hector's going to get eaten by a watery mass.
Who's to say?
Yeah. Perhaps an all-out attack, then, I say, is the only option.
Elenial nods with, like, a sense of finality.
Yeah. Perhaps if we were better equipped, a divide-and-conquer strategy would be. But it's just not doable. All right. Well, what are we? So we get me, Cribbit, and a Gogash.
And
Yenda.
Yeah.
No, Yenda's
it's
in jail.
You, Cribbit, yeah. Elenial,
and a Gogash.
And a Gogash.
That's four people against 40.
Yeah. A Gogash is like a bit of a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Elenial is the archer, and they can do stuff from a distance. Eight direst wolves.
Yeah. Well.
A Gogash says, it's, what if, is there, you know this creature better than I do.
Yeah.
Is there perhaps some way, I am quite quick, and with a horse I could be even faster.
Sure.
Perhaps I could take the heat. I understand that the three of you, he says, gesturing to the rest of you, would struggle in such circumstances, but I could bear their brunt without falling in battle.
Yeah, I was
Elenial tenses. She doesn't say anything, but she disagrees.
Maybe Pip, like, with a little hand. There's, like, a little wave, like, that's really not worth getting into.
Well, yeah, maybe a Gogash, if you... I mean, the 40 people are just people. They're civilians. The licks they're going to get in are going to be minute compared to the direst wolves. If you could take the heat off of us with them, you know, and we can focus on the direst wolves and the watery mass, perhaps that's the best strategy there.
What if...
Yes?
A Gogash says, what if... I do not know how well your horse could handle the damage that I could take, but if your horse has even a tenth of my constitution, then perhaps it could survive. I could get in, acquire our good friend, drag him out with me, and then at least we know that he is safe, and in addition, that would act as a fair distraction.
Yes, yes. You're right. Hector should be our top priority. So, yes, let's do that.
All right. A Gogash looks at Elenial and says, do you think your Elenial cuts him off? She says, the horse can take anything you can.
Yeah, I'm like, while people are talking, I'm also like observing to see how close the tentacles are getting to Hector. Like,
you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Elenial and a Gogash retreat very quickly to go get the horse.
Okay. I think I got to just head in, to be honest.
All right. You going to do that?
No. Well, the horse isn't far away, is it?
No, you didn't leave him too far.
Okay. I'll wait. I'll wait till the distraction happens.
Hector, well, you don't watch. You can't really see. But one by one, people are quietened.
Okay. I want, verbal, I can't do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even, if I talk in the back of my throat with a gag, that doesn't count.
No.
And I guess even if I could, semantic needs.
It's with your hands.
Yeah, right. And mine are...
Bound.
Right.
Bounded.
Okay. And how's my struggling going?
Not great.
Come on.
I get a bad boy card.
Oh, no. Real bad. They're onto you. They're onto your shenanigans.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Hector.
Yeah?
You hear it shatters the quiet of the night. And then there's a commotion. Several of the direst wolves issue frightened or surprised barks. And then you feel something grab you from behind, and at first you're like, oh fuck, it's the tentacle. But then it does not wrap around your neck. It grabs you like you would grab a kitten by the scruff of your neck, and you are, with a tremendous effort, hold off your knees and into the air. It feels like you're being hung. Pip, Elainiel actually gets back to you first. She is surprisingly fast, even moving through the trees. And then, Pip, you watch as a Gogash explodes out from where the road is onto the pebbly beach. He knocks several of the cultists aside, and they are so shocked by this that he has like a full 10 seconds before anyone actually fucking reacts.
That rolls.
He issues the horse, slams into its sides with his heels. The horse does a mighty jump, and when it lands bodily onto one of the direst wolves, which a Gogash grabs by the tail and then drags behind him on the pebbles for a little bit before he lets go of the direst wolf, grabs Hector by the scruff of his neck, holds him into the air, and you can see Hector going a bit red in the face. Yeah. He is quite clearly not capable of breathing right now. But Hector races out of the formation.
Can we basically be following in Gogash's wake?
Like, sure, absolutely.
Where he's moving through, we'll start pushing in.
All right. Well, we'll go to initiative then.
Yeah, all right. I like that you're still bound. Like, for the fight, you're still going to get out. Maybe if he just whacks you on the ground, your bonds will break.
Don't do that.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
How did I get here? The watery mass tries to hit a Gogash, but its blow echoes weirdly. Oh, sorry. Rolls out weirdly and then smacks it back in the face.
Okay.
It forgets the last...
What?
It's
about to forget some days. Forgets the last 4 days. No one really, even the watery mass, which is kind of, it's more of a force than
really
an actual sentient entity.
Being.
Yeah, I guess it does have sentience. It doesn't have sapience.
Yeah.
It's about the same intelligence as I guess it is kind of, it's not important. The watery mass is taken to 4 days ago before you ever came to Balak.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Is it hungrier or more?
Who's to say?
Full.
Anyway, it makes a second attack.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Another critical fail?
No, but a Gogash just rides in between the blows. Mm. Fuck.
Champion.
That's a great job. All right, it's the Direst Wolf's turn. Well, one of the Direst Wolves just gets up. That Direst Wolf is like, what the
fuck? A horse
just fell on me.
Happened? Yeah.
A horse fell on me, then a guy grabbed my tail and dragged me 10
that's
feet.
Right, that's all right.
The other seven direst wolves.
Oh, my God.
However, take exception to what is happening, and they're going to... Well, they're probably going to chase after...
A Gogash?
A Gogash, yeah. They're not really concerned with you right now, Pip. They've
barely even
noticed you, to be
honest. Thank
God. That's good news.
It was a pretty distracting thing.
Yeah.
Pip, it's your turn.
Okay. Can I get close to the watery mass on this turn?
Yes. I would say that because none of the people have had their turns yet.
Yeah.
They're still just so shocked by what happened, and they're looking... All eyes are on a Gogash. You could sprint through and get there without anyone bothering.
Could I lob a grenade into it?
Yeah.
All right, I get lobbing. I'm going to, run in, slide.
Which one?
I'm going to yeet that diamond grenade of poison and lightning. One of my two.
All right, you yeet it into the creature, either onto its side or into its maw. Every time you look at it again or every time you blink, it's like a different... You're looking at a different part of it. And then sometimes it doesn't seem to have parts. It's just a mass.
Just a hole. Yeah. Maybe in its brief moment of confusion where it's like, wait, what day is it? Throw the grenade.
You deal 10, 20, 44 points of damage.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, who knows how strong it is?
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
Is that half, a quarter, a fifth? A
well, it's not bloodied. Sorry.
Okay.
And that is...
Yeah.
If you have two attacks, right?
Yeah.
You can lob the other grenade if you want.
Sure, let's do it. I'm just happy to get them off my belt. It's scary to have grenades on me.
Boom! Boom! Both of the grenades strike it in the side. The sec your second attack deals... that's a lot of ones. Oh, fuck. That's a lot of ones! Your second attack deals only 26 points of damage.
No, it's not so bad.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, that's 70 damage total in your opening salvo, so...
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good. And then it is Elainial's turn. As she sprints through the group, Elainial, you can see that she grabs like something from a pouch and throws some sand out in front of her. The sand twinkles, and then you can see like a series of little concentric circles appear in the air, slowly zooming in onto the watery mass.
Cool.
She then knocks, draws, fires. Arrow after arrow after arrow after arrow.
Hell yeah.
Then as the arrows impact, you see bang, 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 bang. They begin to explode into little further shards of wood, dealing a further 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Cool
little
stuff.
Little by little.
Elainial then leaps and rolls, and you can see that that little series of concentric circles she's made, she grabs the one closest to her with one free hand and wrenches the entire thing, and it moves like it's on some sort of swivel so that it's now facing the direst wolves following
a little Gatling gun there.
And Hector.
Yeah.
You're being strangled.
I'm on a horse.
You're not on a horse.
You're being dragged along.
You're being dragged. Well, you're lifted in the air, so you're not being dragged. But maybe you hear a Gogash say, "Do not worry, friend. I am here."
I just make this sound. And open my eyes wide. And hopefully he can either stop strangling me.
That'd be nice.
Well, that'll be on his
turn. Yeah, like that's all I really want him to do.
Well, that'll be his turn, I suppose, if he chooses to do that or not.
If he understands that my, you know, little piss baby lungs need air.
Yeah.
My weak, tiny Asmir lungs are not full and
human.
Voluptuous as his gigantic orc's lungs.
Pip, did you tell the group if how psychic damage would affect this creature, if at all? Did you say anything about psychic damage?
No,
that's fine. Okay. No, I just wanted to know what the NPCs know from you, because actually, Cribbit is following behind you. Cribbit's on your back. Cribbit, okay. On your back with his legs wrapped around your chest and his arms wrapped around your neck.
Yeah.
He says into your ear, "What would be the smartest thing for this one," he says, gesturing to himself, "to do? Distract some of crowd or hurt big boy?"
I think probably me and Elaine will have this kind of under control for the moment. Right. Distract. I maybe like shuffle to get him off my shoulders.
All right, he climbs a little higher.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
You hear him cast a spell. Throw your weapons into the water.
That rules.
None of them pass. Four of the 40 people just throw their weapons into the water.
That's awesome.
Seeing this like rather like withering mass, like try like slap a like big horses and everything next to it, and then just like four random villagers like throw it in, just like a pitchfork.
I don't need this anymore.
It's a Gogash's turn. A Gogash. "Oh, I'm sorry, my good friend." He puts you on the horse behind him.
Mm-hmm.
No, in front of him, so that he can hold on to you so you don't fall off, but also you're not. He puts you. You also have to be sitting side saddle.
That's fine.
He puts you side saddle on the horse in front of him so that he can put one arm around you and so that he's no longer strangling
you. That's perfect news. I wish I could convey maybe take the gag out, but that's about it.
With his legs still wrapped tightly around the horse, he uses his other hand to reach into his pack, and he pulls out a little a little tincture jar, and he pops the top off that. You've seen him use it. It's a healing ointment.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen him use before. Maybe this is the closest, this is the first time you've ever seen it up close. It says, scrawled onto the side, Grugrog's best healing Vaseline. It's maybe got a little picture of Grugrog himself, a full-blooded orc with a big thumbs up.
Cool. I don't think I know what Vaseline is, but I'm excited for the word healing.
Yeah, there's a big speech bubble next to that face that says only the fattest of animals included.
It's a baffling thing to, if you don't know what a Vaseline is.
So confused, but also like,
I don't care. You can see he takes the last, this is the last use of this ointment. He takes the last of it. Yeah, he literally had one left. He shouldn't have used it on werewolves. He takes the last of it out and smears it on your wounds. You recover 9 hit points.
Oh, that's good, man. So, I had a full 8 hours sleep and got 5.
This is me for a week.
Ha! We're going to heal you up. You are unwell.
That is Gogash's turn. It is the masses' turn. So they slowly begin to realize what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
So they begin turning on you, Elainiel, and Cribbit.
Okay.
You will receive 4 attacks.
Okay.
As they begin to amp up their... slowly, eventually, they'll all make their way to you.
Yeah.
You take 4 points of damage, Pip.
Okay, that's all right. Decent. Dipped up and dodge.
Is this a fucking basketball or whatever reference? The
dodgeball.
Dodgeball, thank you. Yeah. Cribbit is fine. Elainiel, that's a critical hit, but otherwise miss.
It's immensely funny that Cribbit had an axe in his head just a day ago.
If you think that's the first time Cribbit's had an axe in his head, you're crazy. Cribbit spends more of his time with an axe in his head than he doesn't. All right. That is... off form, you have disadvantage on your next melee attack. All right, so Elainiel...
It's not so bad.
That is not going to affect them.
Right, in fact,
yeah,
good.
Great,
good.
Honestly...
Elainiel takes 2 points of damage.
That's so good.
That's baby mode.
Issues a small, sharp hissing noise as an axe cuts her hand.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then it is the watery masses' turn. Oh, yay.
Oh no.
I thought that was.
I thought that was.
You fucking heard it. You heard it real bad. Yeah. It's mad.
Yeah.
Get ready to get et.
No.
That's a hit. That's a hit. Oh, actually, what's your armor class?
It's freaking...
No,
15.
You get hit. You are, alas, you are not a Gogash.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's a lot of D6s.
Oh, it's a lot of ones. Relax.
Okay.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Okay.
You take 22 points of damage.
All right. It's like, and I'm on 55.
You were on 51, so
that's cool beans.
29, unless I counted wrong. Always happens. Let me know if I do.
I'm not counting.
And then you need to make...
can't do basic math.
Yeah, I can't do basic math, dude. Yeah.
And then you need to make a very important saving throw.
Oh.
Okay.
Or be grappled.
Hopefully it's one of the ones I have here, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what you get disadvantage on?
Well, he's exhausted, right?
Yeah, because he's exhausted. Yeah.
Forget about that.
That's a fail. So it's a strength saving throw.
Did any of my friends, did Zammit succeed on a strength saving throw recently?
No, not to my knowledge.
Never mind.
The tentacle grabs you. And you fall onto your back and you are being dragged towards the watery mass.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It lifts you up into the air.
Okay.
And you are being lowered down into it. Then it is the direst wolf's turn.
Okay.
Highs or lows?
Highs? Yeah. Lows, actually.
Lows?
I've had to think about it.
Lows?
Let's go highs.
I'm actually on second thought.
All right. The direst wolves have been so concerned, the main pack has been so concerned with what a Gogash has done that they actually haven't had a chance to look back and see what's actually fucking happening. And because they can't keep up or they've not gotten to the horse yet.
Don't like that Middle Amendment you did. But
there
right.
is only one direst wolf in among the group, and that is the wounded one, because that one was like, I need a minute. But that direst wolf has spotted what is happening, and the direst wolf is going to attack Elainiel. It launches itself at Elainiel, but is only going to get one hit in. Elainiel takes 10 points of damage. She spits, literally spits on the direst wolf as it tries to bring her down.
Okay.
Yeah. The direst wolf is on top of Elainiel. Pip, you see as it is thrashing on top of her, tearing her arm.
I got so many abilities all spread out in front of me.
Pip, it's your turn.
Okay. All right.
Any last words?
I guess I'm just gonna... It's already grabbed me, right? It's like a defensive shot's not gonna help.
Yeah, it's... You are crap. You are currently grappled.
Okay, and breaking out of that grapple is gonna be... do I think if I did enough damage to it, like if I shot it a couple of times, there's a chance it would let me go?
Possibly.
Possibly. And I know it's immune to fire. It's not immune, it's just resistant to fire damage. I'm going to plug it with 2 arrows. Like, down into its more, I'm going to fire 2 arrows.
I'll give you advantage on these shots.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm going straight down.
Yeah. All right, critical hit.
Yes!
And critical hit.
Yeah! Wow. Oh, all right.
Holy smokes, great job.
Get off me, you fucking lump.
Strike! Triple damage, and you are knocked into another creature within 5 feet of you. That does not affect this.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's still triple damage.
That's great, dude. I'll take that.
None to shake a stick at.
Nothing to shake a stick at.
10, 20 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Wow, 20 points of quotation mark damage.
Rat apples. It's only resistant to mundane weapons.
Yeah, quotation marks damage. So you can see that your blow quite clearly didn't hurt as much as it should have.
At least it hurt it a little bit.
Yeah. I think...
At least if we leave, right?
Yeah.
The watery mass doesn't get a lot of health back.
That's true.
Neither do you.
Yeah.
But we can make a health potion.
What a great comeback.
Yeah.
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 It is bloodied.
Whew. Whew. What about my second critical?
Oh, yes. Don't worry. I'm getting to that.
Four.
Come on. Get a high number. That's what you want. Ah. Oh, well. Right. Can't win them all.
Yeah, let's say they'll take it.
Oh! Missed the spot. You are vulnerable to piercing damage for a D4 rounds.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, this is not going to be quotation marks damage. And
that rules.
Future piercing attacks, like from Millennial.
Yeah.
When she gets up from the... Well, that's 11 points of damage.
All right.
Not even quotation marks damage.
From where I am, I'll scream out, stab the fucker!
Oh, boy. Are you going to die today?
I don't know. It's pretty scary.
It's Elainiel's turn. She has a direst wolf on top of her. Now, what can she do about that?
Yeah. She good at dodging and dipping.
Yeah, she dipping and flipping.
Actually, I know what she can do. No, she's fine. Wow. Oh, no. This...
What?
When we said the melee thing wouldn't hurt her, it will!
What a terrible confluence of events.
She drops her bow, she grabs the concentric circles, she grabs two of them, actually, and then she brings them in together, close together, and the entire, the telescopic rings begin to get really close together. She drags that so that it is in between her and the wolf, and then she uses it. Quite clearly, the rings have like some sort of physicality to them. So she uses that to get a bit of space, reaches down, grabs two short swords, which she draws from seemingly nowhere, and then she begins stabbing at the fucking direst wolf. All right. Well, that could have been a critical hit, but unfortunately. But she still does get two more attacks. She hits twice in total, and she deals that Diarist Wolf, after being stabbed through the chest twice
yeah.
and having a horse land on it and being dragged through the pebbles,
uh-huh.
dies.
Okay.
Is this the first Diarist Wolf that has been killed?
I believe, yes.
I think maybe.
Yeah, right. yeah.
That is unfortunately Eleniel's turn.
That's something.
But Eleniel gets up.
Hey.
Okay.
Hector.
Cool. Yep.
Your turn.
Okay. Has Agogash taken any of ungagged me yet?
He really hasn't had a chance, cool. unfortunately.
I will wait. If I can wait my
you
turn,
can hold, your action,
hold my action until after Agogash.
It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit hesitates because, like, he could get four more people to throw their weapons away, but it really doesn't feel like it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take him 10 turns to disarm the mob.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. We should have just got him to wait on the edge of the forest and slowly. Well, then you'd be dead.
Yeah.
He is. He starts whispering. Oh, wait. Oh, that might be helpful. how would that play out?
It's nice seeing Adam fight with himself.
Yeah, I know.
But it's dramatic.
Okay.
Cribbit begins whispering just under his breath, and he's staring at the watery mass. Somewhere within the watery mass, it is aware that threats are being made. The watery mass doesn't understand, like I said, the watery mass is not really sentient in the way that we know sentience. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just reacting more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all it is aware of is that something about this little frog man scares it.
That
fails the saving throw. It takes only 5 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And then it starts drifting further out into the lake.
Uh-oh.
It wishes to be away
Uh-oh.
From the little frog man.
With a tentacle wrapped around my body, I'm looking down at Kermit, eyes wide.
All right. So now, as you're being lowered, it misses its own mouth.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. Cool.
Or you assume it does. It's just like the mass keeps changing.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
you're being lowered into a mouth. Sometimes you're being lowered into like a black void.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're being lowered into the waiting embrace of your own mother. It's a fucked kaleidoscope of images that you are being given.
Okay.
Whatever it is trying to lower you into, it misses
okay.
because it is being forced out into the lake.
Does that mean I'm dunked in the lake?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got a swim speed. That's not so bad.
It hasn't let go of you, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Cribbit's turn. It is Agogash's turn. Agogash, have you communicated that you need to be...
How?
Yeah.
Maybe through grunts and my eyes, but that's about it.
How is he going to do that? Does Agogash have a dagger? Agogash, all right. Agogash says, I'm sorry, my good friend, but I haven't a small weapon for you to free yourself. But I do have a weapon. Just be careful, please. We're riding on a horse. You hear him unlumber something,
Uh-oh.
And then you feel the cool steel of his great axe. He places it in front of you in such a way that you could very carefully work your hands and free yourself.
I do that, Adam.
All right, you need to make a dexterity check.
So gingerly.
Oh, dear.
Okay, you take...
Do you want to re-roll it? I got to re-roll it. We can finally use one of my good boy cards.
How much damage would it be?
I would say 1 point of damage. I actually wouldn't roll.
I'm not wasting this.
I would just say...
We need that. Big time.
You take 1 point of damage.
Okay. A hot 9.
Okay.
And you free your hands.
Fucking hell.
I rip out off the gag.
Sure, you free yourself, yeah.
Excellent, cool.
That will be your turn, though.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. Thank you. Agogash nods. He just seems really intent on riding ahead of you. You look behind and you see that you were trailing seven direst wolves.
Yeah, look, how far behind are they exactly?
They've been gaining. They're maybe only 5 feet behind the horse.
Oh, 5 feet?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're faster than the horse.
All right, Adam, that's good news.
Are you still being dragged behind?
No.
Okay, he's on,
riding side saddle, yeah. It is the people's turn.
Okay.
It's the people's turn. Pip, they're not fighting you.
Well, I'm in the sky.
Most of them aren't fighting you. You look at Izek, his glossy expression.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what's about to happen. Izek conjures a ball of flames into his hand.
No.
And he throws it at you.